Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on IB English Radio. So maybe the title's a bit unusual. So I'm obviously talking about how can we help people and helping, and to some extent, look, we're all sinners. We all do things wrong. And obviously, here the title refers to someone who's actually also maybe done something illegal. But I'll explain this a moment. This refers to the way the famous martyr Ibrahim Hadi was martyred in the Holy Defence, helped a particular person who basically was trying to do a wrong deed, did commit a wrong deed, but then things changed. So Ibrahim had been at home with some other family members, and then they realised that there was someone outside trying to steal his brother-in-law's motorbike. So what happened was that obviously the neighbours ran out too because other people observed what was going on in the street. So the thief was trying to get away with the motorbike. He was stopped by neighbours. He fell off the motorbike and actually injured himself falling off. So what Ibrahim did was he took the culprit basically to the hospital on that motorbike. And then he took him to the mosque to pray. And there he also asked him why he was stealing. So it turned out that this man was actually stealing because he had no work and he was just trying to be able to get some funds to actually provide for his family as well, from what I remember. But so what Ibrahim did at that mosque, he then found a man who offered work to the culprit for the very next day. And Ibrahim gave a very special recommendation to this man. He said, always look for lawful money. And even if lawful money is little, it has blessings. Welcome back. This is A to Z and IB English Radio. And so I'm talking about how we help people and how we can even help sinners, people who have done things wrong. And maybe people have to help us if we've done something wrong. And obviously in the example of a famous martyr, Ibrahim Hadi, who was basically trying to help a motorbike thief and sort of helping to rehabilitate him basically and found him a job and advised him to always look for the halal income and to sort of, even if the money is itself is not so big. And obviously we've got lots of things in there, lots of difference of concepts. So obviously Ibrahim Hadi was very compassionate towards this person because obviously he was trying to figure out what's going on in this person's life. Why are they behaving like that? And obviously there's also the sense of forgiveness. And something that is really important. So Ibrahim Hadi was actually also doing something where we're really obligated to do on a daily basis too, which is to advise people to do the good deeds, and to prohibit people from doing the bad things. So Ibrahim Hadi was obviously doing both. He didn't want the man to go back to his old ways of just trying to steal things. And obviously, which is why he tried to get him the job and did get him the job. And at the same time, he is advising the good. He was saying to them, look, go after the lawful income. And obviously, there's the concept in there which he was communicating to him that, halal earnings is best. So I just wonder, if someone, I'm not sure how many of us would behave like this. If someone, I just imagine, and I know this happens in some neighborhoods, people might be sitting out in their yard, out the back of the house, and maybe someone's literally walked in, maybe there was a door open at the front, they've walked in and they're trying to steal something. I presume most of us would just be very angry. We probably wouldn't be thinking what's going on and actually trying to, start the rehabilitation process for that person. This is these are sort of very high-level behaviours, I would say, very high-level akhlaq that we see in some of our martyrs. But, inshallah, there's some points in there that we can all benefit from, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z on RB English Radio, inshallah, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.